With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden signs an election year executive order in an attempt to raise plummeting poll numbers. Biden says the order would limit the number of those crossing into the country illegally to 2,500 a day at various points. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says President Biden has shown a lack of leadership on the border issue.
It's a little late, isn't it, Mr. President? It's a little late. You can't make this cat walk backwards.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new investigation reveals that President Biden quietly granted amnesty to more than 350,000 illegals. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
The New York Post was the first to report that since 2022, the federal government has closed asylum cases for hundreds of thousands of asylum seekers. Closing the cases does not mean amnesty has been granted, but it does allow the migrants to remain indefinitely in the U.S. with no fear of deportation. It does not apply to those with a criminal record or those who are seen as a national security threat. Former immigration judge Andrew Arthur, now with the Center for Immigration Studies, says the policy is, quote, just a massive amnesty under the guise of prosecutorial discretion. Bob Agnew reporting.
Many Americans still aren't sold on going electric for their next car purchase.
A new poll shows high prices and a lack of easy-to-find charging stations are major sticking points. According to the poll, about 4 in 10 U.S. adults say they would be at least somewhat likely to buy an EV the next time they buy a car. The results indicate that President Biden's plan to dramatically raise EV sales is running into resistance from drivers.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Dangerous heat wave setting in across parts of the country this week. California, Arizona, and southern Nevada could see record-setting temperatures. This is SRN News. The restoration of an iconic church continues.
The giant cross has been restored to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The nearly 40-foot-tall, 1.5-ton symbol is now standing atop the apse of the famous building as crews continue to repair damage from the 2019 fire. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to see Notre Dame fully restored in time for Christmas services this December. So far, the work appears to be largely on schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is spreading the gospel in the rural parts of India. The ministries deliver 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in those regions. None of them have cars, so the bikes will allow them to take the Bibles to people in far-flung villages and on isolated farms. While persecution of Christians in India is at an all-time high, the gospel is spreading quickly, especially in the countryside. ICC has been operating its Bikes and Bibles program for several years. This is SRN News. Police say a 3-year-old boy died after being stabbed by a woman in a grocery store parking lot in Ohio.
Investigators think this was a random attack. Little Julian Wood and his mother had been shopping at a grocery store on Monday and were going back to their vehicle when police say a woman ran at them with a knife, stabbing both of them. The little boy died at a hospital. There was no immediate word on the condition of his mother, and police did not name her. A 32-year-old woman was taken into custody at the scene in North Olmsted, a Cleveland suburb. I'm Rita Foley.
The man accused of punching star actor Steve Buscemi in New York City is also being indicted in two punching incidents last month. 50-year-old Clifton Williams punched a 22-year-old man just 10 minutes before he randomly punched the 66-year-old actor, a New York native. Williams is charged with second- and third-degree assault in connection to the May 8th attacks. More details at SRNnews.com.